Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So this is a film about a struggle to maintain cultural memory in a situation where traditional practices are becoming hard to follow as a result of economic and environmental pressures being placed on the Faroe Islands. Can you tell us a little bit about what inspired you to make this film about a young man's struggle to live a life similar to his parents?
I think the idea came from my time on a factory, because I worked for 3 years on a fish factory like the one in the film. And I did that instead of going to college. So I did that like full-time for 3 years, and I wanted to show the culture and the environment that is like in on the factory and around the factory. And I live in a town that is similar to the one in the film, which has been like in a decline for like many years, but still there are people who like to live here, and I live here myself. So it's like based on the personal experience living that life.
So for many people, the Faroe Islands is not that well known. It's because of very small population across remote islands, and much of its income relies upon fishing and tourism, both of which are sporadic in their need for labour. Your film focuses on how difficult it is finding a sustainable living in such situations. Can you tell us a little bit about the social challenges of the people living in the Faroe Islands?
Yeah, like it depends, of course, if it's in the capital and the mainland, or if it's like more in the outskirts, like this film. Of course, it has like the challenges that every small place has. Like people want to follow their ambitions and move to the bigger world and experience things. But there are also those who want to stay, and the film is more focused about that. But it is happening in a time where the world is changing a lot. There's like, of course, the environmental pressure, but there's also like this social pressure of everyone having to become something or be something, do something. So I think that this film is more about those who don't have those ambitions necessarily, and through hardship manage to see the beauty and the things that they have around them, even if things aren't that beautiful all the time.
So what's interesting is many of Kari's friends and colleagues are seeking opportunities for work and study outside the Faroe Islands, but at the same time, Kari wants to remain connected to place and to culture, to environment. We see him, you know, many occasions, you know, he's just staring out in the fjords. Can you tell us a little bit about Kari, how you developed this character?
I think I wanted to work with this character who sees the beauty in the things that he has around them, even if they aren't that beautiful all the time. I think one of the challenges was that he is like a very passive person in a way. He just flows along with everything. And then when this external threat hits him, then everything changes and everything falls on the floor. And I think also he's one of these masculine characters that doesn't say much. And I think it was funny to like explore that on like an emotional level. And at the same time, I think I can see a lot of myself and other people in that character. So I think that was the driving force behind writing that character.
So would this be character sort of based on some of the people that you worked with, or, you know, some of the people you encountered while working in the factory? It's sort of similar people that take pleasure in the small.
Yeah, definitely. But it's also his whole way of coping with grief and coping with the loss of his mother. In the story, like where like a social change and a change in the climate and the economics, it is very much about a small family who isn't able to cope with the grief of losing their mother. The mother, her presence is through her absence in that way, and something you just feel, but something that they don't speak about.
And you also, at the same time, you've got the challenge of the absent father, also in that responsibility is foisted upon Kari at a very young age due to his father working on a fishing boat. And this leads to him to having to become a surrogate father for his sister, who we discover later in the film is not attending school and is sort of similarly finding difficulty navigating into adulthood. Can you tell us a little bit about this relationship Kari has with his sister?
It is non-existing relationship almost. I'm like, they just exist in the same house. And that is also because both of them are dealing with this grief and these emotions that they don't talk about, and they don't listen to each other. So their relationship and their journey is to acknowledge each other and listen to each other so they can fight the challenges that they meet together.
Must have been quite a challenge getting this performance of, because as you said, Kari's the performance from us, it's the main actor, Samuel Hansen. Kari is, he's a man of few words. So it's like, how were you able to show to an audience, you know, what was really going on in Kari's mind?
Yeah, he's really good to work with. And I really enjoyed working with the actors in this film. I think his character is very difficult to portray, a character who doesn't speak his mind. He doesn't say much. And his emotions, they have to like live on the outside of him without him showing them too much. We worked a lot with the script. It took a lot of time to do the script because we were like working in like three different languages on the script. So everything was like a lot of translations and stuff like that. But I also like kind of rehearsed a lot with them, especially the sister and the brother. And throughout that process, we also took their improvisations and what they added to the characters. And we took it back to the script and kind of mixed it around there and then back to rehearsals. So it was a very organic process and a very living process in a way that helped create those emotions that you see and feel in the film.
I mean, you must have worked a lot on trying to get the realism of the life of people in Faroe Islands. How did you go about this? Because it really does feel quite organically connected to the people around the...
Yeah, because I knew that if I wanted to portray this environment, then I had to portray it in a very honest way and be very real about it. So everything was like shot on location. Almost all of the film is shot in the same. I think there are like two scenes that are not shot in that small town. So all the locations were like a walking distance from another. And by doing that, it felt very real to be there and shoot the film for everyone, like both the cast and the crew. And I think that helped a lot to create this atmosphere that the film has visually and also like in the performances. And we had strict rules that when you see nature has to be present in the scene that you are portraying. So there are no helicopter shots from remote locations. Everything you see in the film is something you would see if you were on that location.
So what's interesting, also there are some aspects of Faroe Islands, I think, such as like giving the confirmation letters to celebrate. I believe this is the entrance of an individual into an adulthood. Now, this is a practice that a community would organise a ceremony required before an individual could marry, work, or do most adult activities. And in the film, we see that this activity remains very important to Carrie. Was this a way of sort of showing how Carrie wants to continue the traditions of the island?
Yeah, he does, but it's more like the traditions that his mother carried on. So he kind of remembers his mother through these small traditions that he has and that are like shaping his life and his pastime. Like the traditions are more like a connection to the mother.
So the description of the film as the last paradise on Earth on first appearances, like difficult to fathom considering the difficult steel life Carrie lives, but in the film we also shown a lot of the landscape of the island, the verdant green fields, the wide spaces, the mountains. Was it important to show also to the audience, you know, the sort of peculiar aspect of the Faroe Islands at the same time as, so you were kind of showing also the natural world at the same time as you're exploring the challenges on the island?
Yeah, all the nature you see in the film is nature that exists like in the places where we shot. So it's very easy to overdo it with nature when you live in a beautiful place. So he wanted like really to avoid to overdo it. So he had like these strict rules about not showing nature that wasn't there. So visually we were we kept to those rules.
Yeah, you much more showed that the characters and their sort of interaction with that, like, and you should slow it down and you'll just allow like them to spend quite a moment, some moments with like Kari, just sort of, you know, looking out into the so it is interesting because I think you get a sense of how important the actual landscape and, you know, the connection to land remains with the character. I certainly got that impression through the way that you sort of ensured that you sort of took the time to depict that.
Yeah, I really wanted to do that to kind of show his, like, this almost like meditation like moments that he has also at the factory that is very like meditative. Mm. And working on a factory like that, it feels very meditative as well at like some days. But it was also like to have, I mean, the story in the film itself is very small. Like it's a very small story because I wanted to tell it in that pace that the film has, because I felt that was the only honest way to portray it in a way, to have it in this not too fast tempo, because that is very much how the character is.
Who were some of the film influence that influenced you in the filmmaking? Was it, I mean, I sort of saw like a bit of like Lucas Moodis in the sort of way he was able to get young actors and sort of explore quite complex things through quite sort of inarticulate, or characters that are still learning life. Who were your influences? Sorry.
Lucas Moodis. And I'm a big fan of him, or his films. He also is an American director. It's called Deborah Granik.
Oh, yes, Leave No Traces, yes.
Yeah, did the Winter's Bone, which are like films that where the social environment becomes a character on its own. She's really good at portraying places like that. But Planet Influences, they change throughout the whole process and from time to time. So like probably have a really long list of references and influences. But those two are the ones that like first to think of.
So much of the conflict in the film is based around the collapse of the fishing industry on the islands. Has global warming impacted on the way in which this traditional practice is carried out?
Yeah, like for a small community that lives off the resources in nature, like those communities, they get affected a lot when those resources change. So they are like very fragile to the changes that are happening in the nature. So definitely, yeah.
Because you have characters that, you know, they're going out deficient and they're like lamenting how they're not catching a lot, and you know, they're all sort of worrying about how they're going to.
Yeah, because this whole feeling of uncertainty, really, it is very present. And I also think that is also a global thing. That is, I think there are a lot of small places all around the world that are living in uncertainty about their future, also because of like the changes in the climate.
You also have characters that are traveling. So you have the girl that Kari meets, that she's going to go to France to study. How much is it happening in Faroe Islands where people will go to the island and then they'll leave and they'll come back? Or is it a situation that most people, when they leave, do not come back?
Yeah, it has been like that changes a lot as well. But it's like a lot of people who are moving abroad to study and many of them don't come back because they like find a life in a city somewhere. So that is like one of the bigger problems as well, that people are moving and not coming back. But then you have like people like the main character of the film who decide to stay and kind of see the beauty and the things that they have around them and just live his life like that.
Have people in the Faroe Islands and Scandinavia responded to your film? I believe it was screened at the Gothenburg Film Festival.
Yeah, and it had like a cinema release in the Faroe Islands and Denmark. It's been really well received. I'm super happy about how people have received it. It's really, I'm really happy about it. A bit overwhelmed, actually, so because it's such a small and personal story in a way.
What's interesting, just wrapping up, is also that usually in so many films, the story is about the journey to leave, and there seems to be all these characters that the actual emphasis is about the challenge of leaving, of someone going from a smaller town to a big city. There's all these very famous films about an artist going to a big city where he'll get the opportunity. Yet here, interesting, you have the sort of opposite, which is quite interesting because it also has an interesting perspective. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's also because the Faroe Islands is like, it's very isolated. It's almost like in the middle of nowhere. So a lot of the stories from here and also the stories that I worked on previously, they are very much about longing out to the bigger world. And I really wanted to discover the opposite of that, like the opposite of longing. So that was one of the driving forces behind the writing.